From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, roll tide, roll. Muddy water, Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. We do appreciate it. Text line, that's how you get in touch with me, the show host, 251-343-0106. Hit us up there. Let us know what you're thinking. Bucky seems to be dominating the discussion now. So if that you want to weigh in on that, then now is your opportunity. Still to come on the program about an hour from now, another one of our Friday regulars from News Talk 93.1 in Montgomery, April Maury Fogle. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But joining us now, kind of the man of the hour, always glad to, he comes on this program, very appreciative of that, but he's the mayor of Orange Beach. Tony Kinnon joins us on the line. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you again for having me. I sure appreciate you.
Hey, thank you for making time for us. Well, we'll kick it off here before we get into, the topic du jour, but how are things going down at the beach? You're getting a good off season, and I'm down there a lot more than I used to be, but it looks like you're making some progress on some different things. Give us kind of an update there.
Yeah, it's really amazing the amount of folks moving here. Full-time. I think our marketing, our family-friendly, family image brand is really taking hold, because everyone I talk to that moved here, that's why they're coming. They want a place that they feel safe and protected, and they know that we run things like a business, and we appreciate them, and I'm so happy they appreciate us. But I said, we're growing, our season's growing. Sometimes for those of us that live here, it's a little tough, but it's starting to become a year-round destination.
Yeah, and I mean, the traffic, is any indication of that. So you take the good with the bad and bad with the good, it looks like. So recently asked you to come on earlier this week, my dear friend Rob Holbert, Lanyap, kind of talking about what he's reporting to be a $4.6 million budget deficit with the public schools there, and a back and forth that you may or may not have had here. But kind of walk us through your side of the story. What's going on with the school system? What do we need to know?
Well, it's like we tried to tell these guys, and forgive me if he's your friend, because I'm probably fixing to talk very badly about him. But it's a negotiation. It's a discussion. We're doing our due diligence. We're trying to find the facts. This is an anomaly that's never happened before. It may not ever happen again. The state superintendent, Dr. Mackey, has been wonderful to work with, because he's in search of fairness. We're in search of fairness, and fairness equates to what's best for the kids in school here in Orange Beach and across the state. So I have nothing but good things to say about Dr. Mackey and the state. But unfortunately, that wasn't good enough for Mr. Rob. I've been doing this a long time, and hopefully you can attest, I've probably given more interviews than anybody in the state of Alabama, including the governor. I'm not afraid of any topic, but we don't discuss negotiations, and we don't discuss legal issues. It's just the way we do. If I go to buy a piece of property in Orange Beach for the city, we're not going to make public what we're willing to pay for. It's a negotiation. And those guys, just for whatever reason, wouldn't accept that. So then it became very personal. And then their story was just, the lead line in the story was an absolute fraudulent statement. If not, it's just a lie. And it just angers me so that it's the national media now come to the local level. We can print anything we want. We can say anything we want. We're righteous, and you're not. So, it makes me question their integrity, their character, who they are. What are their motives? What's the reasons behind this? Because we're going to get this settled. And I'm as transparent as anybody. But I don't understand why. And then they make it personal. So I don't get it. Maybe you can help me, Jeff, understand what why it's so important to embarrass the city of Orange Beach.
Well, I detect a level of frustration from those guys. Now, I'm not, I mean, I do write for Lane yet, but I'm not necessarily plugged in to this situation at all. But I guess the question, I guess, for me would be kind of looking at it. You seems like you expect this stuff to get ironed out ultimately, right?
We do. We absolutely do.
So,
and we told them that.
Right. So this is, and I don't know how these situations sort of go when you strike out off of your own to form your own school system, but like kind of talking about it, and I was kind of curious asking around if may this be a trend, especially in Baldwin County, but it seems like it's very expensive. Did some of these expenses maybe catch up on you by surprise, perhaps?
No. We know what it costs. We understand all this. The dollars in question, like I said, no one really expected this. I had multiple conversations with Dr. Mackey before we broke away and as we were breaking away. He never even thought about this. It is an anomaly, and we're going to figure it out because it needs to be figured out for the state in the future. But the problem I got is, you know, the lead in line for their article is, Alabama's newest school system is in financial trouble less than a year into its existence. Where do they get that from? They have no facts whatsoever to back that up in any way, form, or fashion. It's a fraud. So why would you print that if you didn't have some ulterior motive, in my opinion? Because, again, you have nothing to back that up. And you know what? I would love for Rob and whoever he wants to bring. We have a town hall meeting March the 1st. I got a front row seat saved for those guys. Come on to the meeting, come to the microphone, and let's go through these points one by one. Because I want them to present their case to show that we're in financial trouble after seeing our financial situation when we present it to the city. So let them know, I hope they hear this. We'd love to see you March 1st so we can put this out in front of God and everybody. But so, again, it's the national media. This is the national media at the local level, and it sickens me. But when they went on the attack on me personally, for 10 years or however long it's been, when they call me, I call them back that day or the next day. I've never declined an interview with them. I always provide information to them. And I was the best thing since sliced bread until we said no. And then all of a sudden, he writes this article about what essentially insinuating a corrupt autocrat. You know, we're hiding things. We're not being transparent. Wait a minute. What changed? I was your best friend last week. Now I'm a bad guy? I mean, that speaks to the character of these people. That is so weak, petty, and vindictive. I mean, they threatened our superintendent with a hit piece if he didn't give them what they wanted. They were going to expose him for being hiding and being not transparent. I mean, what kind of people do that kind of stuff? That's my problem with them. They can write a story all they want, but if you're going to write the story, then as complicated as this one is, especially this, you can't put this story in 500 to 1,000 words. I mean, this is a 5-volume book trying to explain all of this. But you go ahead and do it anyway with no facts. I don't understand that, buddy. That angers me. That's one of the reasons the country's in the mess it's in.
Well, do you have a working theory here as to why this is the attack Lanyap is taking? Do you think they're out to get you, or why do you think they're working in this manner? What is your theory?
I don't know. I don't know because it's never been this type of relationship to this situation. And you know, I've always said, in the absence of logic and reason, there is generally a selfish agenda or an ideology. So I don't see any logic and reason to their reporting on something they have no facts and no information on. I have no understanding of why they very first line leading into the story and their, and essentially the headlines on Twitter and Facebook is we're in financial trouble. Where does that come from? How do they come up with it? You know what that is. To me, it's a clickbait type thing. It's about selling ads. And so I don't get it. I don't get it, you know.
But when they personally
attacked me and they tried to embarrass us, then it's time to go on the attack.
So would it be fair to say, you do not believe that the I guess just for clarity's sake for our listeners, that the RHBC schools are not in trouble, any financial trouble?
Absolutely not. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. There's nothing whatsoever. The city of Orange Beach backs the Orange Beach school system. And the city of Orange Beach is in a financial position that is probably second to none to any city in this state and possibly any city in this country, relatively speaking to demographics and size. There is absolutely nothing there for them to say we have a financial problem. That is, again, that statement has no logic or reason. So it has to have an agenda or a motive. That's what bothers me.
And
I take it personal.
And you insist this is going to get worked out. When you say negotiating, you're negotiating, I assume, with the state superintendent, that there's some kind of something in the works there to figure out a resolution here?
Absolutely. We will get a resolution. I don't know to whose advantage or what it will be, but no matter what the resolution is, our school system is not in financial trouble. That they're disconnected. The issue at hand is a small amount of money, relatively speaking, that has nothing to do with our financial situation today or tomorrow anytime, because our school system will be funded appropriately to be as good as we can possibly be.
And so it looks to me like the $4.6 million, I mean, and that is a significant amount of money, but in the grand scheme of things, maybe ultimately it won't be when, I don't know, in the 10-year plan or whatever, that this is something is, at least from what I'm gathering from talking to you, more of a bump in the road.
It is, and it's a procedural thing. It's as much in the interest of the state to figure this out, because it doesn't fit anywhere into the foundation program. Again, it's an anomaly. And we're trying to figure it out because it's an extremely complicated issue. I mean, I'm having a hard time getting my arms around it. But we're not in financial trouble. But then because we would not give them what they want and that I push back on their story, then they make it personal and come after me and the council and the city of trying to hide something, insinuating all types of things. I mean, that's petty. What kind of person would do that? That really sickens me.
We're joined by Tony Kinnon. He is the mayor of Orange Beach here on the program. You're still in your infancy with your school system, though. But give us kind of an assessment how things are going. You're building on it. It looks like it's growing. Tell us, kind of give us a health assessment.
Well, we broke away because I think people have heard me say over and over, I believe in local control. The county was a mega system that could not cater to each individual community to the degree that we think was in the best interest of our kids. That's why we broke away. We have 5 board members that live in Orange Beach. Their only concern is Orange Beach. It's not 40 or 50 other schools in the county. So we broke away in record time. We had a very cordial separation with the county. The county financially benefited actually from our leaving. We paid them for the school, which is still that sticks in my craw. But we as a school, we're blossoming. And I mean, I don't know if I have enough good things to say about our school, our teachers, our staff, our superintendent, our board. We're all very, very proud of our school. And that's why it hurts so bad, and we take it so personal when someone tries to cast a shadow on leadership, both citywide and at the school system level. And then do they not understand how it affects the kids? Kids hear this, they read this. This chatter gets around. Teachers, it makes them, are we really in financial trouble? Have I got a job next year? It's a problem for recruitment, possibly, retention, possibly. There's a lot of unexpected or unintended consequences, maybe, or maybe they were intended. I don't know. But, I mean, you ought to be more judicious with what you write and make sure that you know what you're talking about.
Do you have any kind of estimate, I mean, on a timeline when you put all this behind you, or is it just a wait-and-see thing?
Yeah, I don't want to put a timeline on it because, again, it's such a unique situation. You know, you're dealing with the attorneys. You're dealing with multiple entities across the state. It's just very complicated, Jeff. And but there's no doubt in my mind we will come to a resolution because the parties involved want to come to a fair resolution. Neither one of us, the state, nor we're not trying to take advantage of each other in either way. We're both on the same page of what's fair and equitable for all, especially for the kids throughout the state. So that's the way we're approaching. But it's still due diligence. It's still fact-finding. And it is a negotiation. And that's just something we don't talk about until we have answers. Then we can give you the answers so that you don't write a story that's ill-written, number one, or poorly written, or you write it from conjecture, because that's all they've done. There's nothing that they have factual that they could really point to that says we're in financial dire straits.
Yeah, and we'll wrap it up on this, but you feel like that you got some benchmarks and everything seems to be going, generally speaking, in the direction of the school system that you want. You feel like you're in a good place from where you're sitting?
Yeah, it ain't just general. We have exceeded any and all expectations we ever had for the first year. I mean, the staff that came in, the number of people who wanted to be here, applied for our teaching positions, our staff positions. I mean, we got cream of the crop. I'm telling you, you know, we pay them very well. We upped and exceed most everybody's pay scale. You know, we're putting in play some type of bonus program for teachers that do a great job and excel and their kids excel. You know, we want them to be rewarded for their efforts and our kids' success. It just frustrates me to no end to have some news outlet say something or act in this fashion. I don't know how any conscionable person could do that.
Mayor, we got to leave it there, but you're very kind to come on the program, and maybe as more news comes along, we can talk more about it in the future.
Well, anytime you want me, you know I'm going to come, and just remember, March 1st, we'll have our town hall meeting, and we open the mic for anybody to ask questions on anything they want. I'll answer the questions, or I'll tell you I can't answer, and here's why I can't answer. But I'm not afraid. We're not afraid of anyone coming to that microphone and addressing us for about anything.
Mayor Tony Kennan, ladies and gentlemen. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you, my buddy. I appreciate you.
All right, guys, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.